Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
We got about 10 minutes here to go, Joe. Did you want to relive this day in Giants history?
Okay.
But it's 95-7 the game, Giants history. Let me make this clear. So a year ago on this day, this was Joe Shasky talking about the orange and black. Take it away.
There are times in life you root against your team. I know this sounds crazy. If you love your team, it's a long-term relationship. It's not about the singular year. And so I know I never root against my team guy is going to come down my road. Come down my road. I am rooting against the Giants because the reality is I don't want to watch Conforto anymore. I don't want to watch Yastrzemski and Slater. They're all nice guys individually, and I've rooted for them at times. I don't want to watch a pitching staff with one guy, Logan Webb, who I hand the ball to, dear God, get me into the eighth inning today. I need you to save us, Jesus. Oh my God. I cannot watch a team that has not had a 3, 4, or 5 hitter that scares the other opponent in a decade since Buster Posey and Hunter Pence were roaming the field. I am rooting against the Giants. I needed to bottom out because I care about the, you know why? Because I'm going to be here longer than Farhan, and I'm going to be here the rest of my life, and I'm going to take my little son to games, and I don't want to watch this crap with my kid anymore. I can't take it. I'm rooting against the Giants. We're here. Divorce is good. You want your friends to be happy. Gosh. One of my friends got divorced, and it was the happiest thing. It was like, dude, you're finally happy. People are miserable, go your separate ways. Giants fans, admit it. We're miserable. We are miserable. Real team that you can wrap your arms around. There isn't one player that you love on the everyday roster.
You are miserable.
No, we are.
You're miserable.
No, well, the audacity of Bonte laughing at you when he literally said this.
I would rather be the White Sox.
Stop. He was acting so holier than thou then, too. And fast forward now. Hi, I'm Bonte Hill, NBC Sports, talking the Giants. Man, this team, does it get any better than Rafi Devers?
Same old yes to me.
Same old yes to me, right, Mike? There you go. That was you a year ago. By the way, the Giants had just lost to the Cardinals 5-3 to fall to 36-42 on the season. What a difference a year makes, right, Joe?
Name the lie in the rant.
Just to say that you're rooting against the Giants. You weren't rooting against them. You didn't wish that they would lose.
No, I wanted them to lose, and we got what we wanted. We got Buster.
So are you going to pat yourself on the back saying you were right all along?
It's just like when me and Bonte created the trade for CMC and the Niners, you know, and us also creating the Chris Bryant trade.
Oh, wow. I actually have the roast reaction to the CMC trade. I wonder if they're, you know, going to be humble about it.
People on the roadways even know how to drive this morning. They're driving 90 miles an hour thinking about Christian McCaffrey all over the place. And then I got Joe Shasky in a Patrick Willis jersey. I got Mattson fired up. Lutman's running around with his neck cut off. Joe Shasky, CMC, is wearing red and gold. And it may happen this Sunday against the Kansas City Chiefs.
I'm so happy. I mean, look, sports makes us so happy. Like, these types of moments, all right? This is, on so many layers, this is such a great deal, right? Like, I the draft picks, the money. Shut up. This is Christian McCaffrey. This is one of the top 10 or 15 offensive weapons in the league. Quarterbacks notwithstanding. Wouldn't you agree?
Hold on. Sports make me so happy from the guy that is saying I'm rooting against my own team.
Hey, if that doesn't describe Joe Shasky in one little sound clip, I don't know what does.
We're Private Joker in Full Metal Jacket. The duality of man, sir.
It's true.
There you go. The duality of Joe Shasky.
In the words of Ralph, two things can be equally true.
Oh, my God.
Sports, man.
I've never heard either you and Bonte happy at the same time when it comes to a sports take. So there you go. That was a great time right there. And you guys, you ended up patting yourselves on the back. Well, we were the ones that made it happen.
Well, I mean, you did get an offensive player of the year season out of him. He was like one of the greatest players the Niners have ever seen in an individual season.
He was great. And then what happened?
What do you mean what happened?
Bilateral Achilles tendonitis.
You literally went to the playoffs in the NFC Championship game, then you went to the Super Bowl. You got two amazing years. I do that trade till I'm blue in the face every single time.
Okay, fair enough.
You wouldn't?
Well, I do the trade. I don't know if I'd re-up him the time I did.
Oh, that's a different question.
Because that is looking like not a great contract. We'll see if Christian McCaffrey's truly healthy this offseason. What's up, Sam?
Well, notice you're talking about moments where both Bonte and Shasky were both happy at the same time. There is another moment they're both happy at the same time. Carter, if you could, please.
Oh my goodness,
Bonte.
Just cut it off.
Where you want to begin?
This is too much. I mean,
we got to begin with the quarterback position. And Debbie!
Over here.
Who
Debbie?
Is this?
She knows Big 957 The Game.
You want to know what time it is? Subscribe to YouTube. Subscribe to Twitch.
Click it.
957 The Game. Mm-hmm. Joe Shasky the Butcher. Bonte Hill. And what we just saw at the quarterback position.
Oh my God.
Let me just say this, Shasky. I'll start it off like this. I will be shocked if Trey Lance is a starting at quarterback in week number one.
Spoiler, he was not. He did score the first touchdown of the season, though, against the Detroit Lions. By the way, are we going to do that at 49ers training camp this year with Mykal Williams, the greatest edge rusher we've ever seen coming out of?
Charles Haley, look out.
On the field of Adonises?
On the field of Adonises. Mykal Williams, when he just stands next to Nick Bosa, he belongs, right?
Yeah.
Right? There you go.
Hey, look, the guy who is the voice of the 49ers, who's been to... You know who has been to 1,000 practices for years.
As a thrower of the football.
He said it was the greatest throwing day he has ever seen. He said that, not me. He said that he's ever seen at any training camp ever.
And
then he broke his finger, and then it all went to poop.
Which tells me training camp means absolutely nothing when it comes to stats.
What do you wait? Time out. You say that, but then Kyle and Mike Shanahan said that that's how they found Brock Purdy, and they realized he was the guy, was because of training camp.
They found Brock Purdy, let's call it a buck, because he was a third-string quarterback, and both their first two quarterbacks got hurt. That's why. He wasn't touching the field prior to that. They could tell me all about the training camp all they want. They could backpedal, like Darrelle Revis. But the fact of the matter is, Jimmy got hurt, Trey got hurt, you had to go to him.
No, well, time out. If that was the case, the guy that they gave the money to that year leading into training camp, who was the third stringer that they brought in? The big tall guy. He was a goof.
Brandon Allen?
No. He was an Indiana quarterback.
Nate Sudfeld. They gave him guaranteed money, and they cut him to keep Brock Purdy on the roster. So I get what you're saying. Like, you kind of got lucky. But you did have the foresight to realize, like, we're going to keep Brock Purdy. We're going to cut Nate Sudfeld, who you already gave money to. So I disagree with you on that.
Who is Debbie, by the way?
Oh, she's one of the ladies that works there.
Oh, okay. Great. We love Debbie, Team Debbie?
Yeah, she's great.
Okay. What does she do?
Just guards the media walk-in area? I don't
security
know.
Security guard? Okay. I'm just wondering.
Security.
When we go out there next year, next month, are we going to be like shaking hands with Debbie and just saying what's up? I'm just wondering.
Maybe if Debbie's there, I'll say what's up.
If your feet are clean.
Well, I was going to say, are we allowed to wear flip-flops there? Is that a no-go? Steven Rizzotto just winced in the back. If I wear flip-flops,
that is a
training
no-go.
Camp. Okay. What about like Jesus sandals? Are those okay?
You got to wear closed-toed shoes.
Is that what they say?
Yeah. Got to dress like a professional.
No, real quick. Is that a requirement? Do they say that?
It's just called common sense, dog.
There was a couple people in sandals, I think, a couple times.
Thank you. That's all I need.
Not cool.
Silver doing it doesn't really green light.
As in Mike Shanahan, who wears the Jerusalem Cruisers everywhere because the Lobster Man is in vacation mode because he's retired.
I love that you call him the Lobster, too, because my dad, every time he came up during a game, would call Mike Shanahan the lobster.
He was just red, just baked from the sun.
And he would call Andy Reid or Mike Holmgren the walruses. That's what he
That's
would
a
call
good one.
The walruses.
That's a good one.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.